Some health experts are calling on the state health department to release more details on infectious diseases. The state has scheduled its first execution of the year for next month and remembering a leader in forensic investigations. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, January 6th. I'm Deborah Schar. Outbreaks of measles and whooping cough in Oklahoma have prompted experts to call for more transparency from the State Department of Health. KGOU's Nick Daniels has more.
Oklahoma is the only state reporting measles cases at a statewide level rather than by county. That's according to a report from Oklahoma Watch. Former president of the Oklahoma State Medical Association, Dr. George Monks, says access to local case data helps families and communities reduce the spread of highly contagious diseases. The State Department of Health says privacy laws allow it to withhold county data and that its current reporting is sufficient. Oklahoma recorded 17 measles cases in 2025 during what experts say is the worst measles outbreak in the state in 35 years. I'm Nick Daniels.
Read more about this reporting from Oklahoma Watch at KGOU.org. Oklahoma secured the fifth largest award nationally from a new five-year, $50 billion rural health fund. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the grants will go toward efforts to transform care outside of major cities.
The Rural Health Transformation Program was signed into law in President Donald Trump's mega bill alongside billions in Medicaid spending cuts. The Oklahoma State Department of Health sent in an application in November, which was built through interagency collaboration and community feedback. Oklahoma received $223 million for its first year of funding.
I think it was a demonstration of, you know, really good work done to look for every opportunity to find places where we can improve our delivery system.
That's Rich Rasmussen, president and CEO of the Oklahoma Hospital Association. He praised the state for focusing on opportunities to improve outcomes by funding lung cancer screening, a telestroke program, and workforce initiatives. He hopes hospitals will benefit from new opportunities to grow their service lines to help them weather Medicaid cuts. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The first scheduled execution in Oklahoma this year is set for February. Sierra Pfeiffer reports Kendrick Simpson is one of 27 people on Oklahoma's death row.
45-year-old Kendrick Simpson is scheduled to be put to death by lethal injection on February 12th. He received the sentence more than a decade ago for shooting and killing two men in 2006. He had relocated to Oklahoma the year before, after Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. Simpson does not dispute that he was the shooter. His attorneys plan to ask the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board for mercy this month because of his post-traumatic stress disorder diagnosis. Meanwhile, Attorney General Gentner Drummond is urging the board not to reconsider. He says Simpson has never demonstrated genuine remorse and has, quote, repeatedly attempted to evade accountability. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
People across Oklahoma are remembering a Cheyenne and Arapaho citizen known for his forensic and cultural art. Sarah Lisi reports on the legacy of Harvey Pratt.
Harvey Pratt began his career as a forensic artist at the Midwest City Police Department in the 60s after serving as a Marine. His quick success led him to work at the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation and helping in high-profile cases, including Ted Bundy and the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. Along with a 50-year investigative career in law enforcement, Pratt served more than 10 years as the chairman of the Indian Arts and Crafts Board, a federal agency that protects and uplifts art made by members of federally recognized tribes. Pratt is being remembered across Indian country for his cultural knowledge as well as the justice he's helped provide to those seeking answers about their missing or murdered relatives. His death was announced last month. Pratt was 84. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.